Well, no, local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
This is Mariah, third generation at Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Neustetter's, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Eagle Springs Golf Course is the perfect course to hit the links this month with their August $5.90 special. $59 gets you a round for two with cart, two drinks per player, and a couple of hot dogs and chips. You can't beat that price anywhere in St. Louis. This deal is only available online. Just go to eaglesprings.com and enter promo code 590. That's promo code 590 for your $59 round for two, valid every day after 12 noon. Book your August $5.90 special now at eaglesprings.com. Promo code 590.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Looking for that perfect course to shave strokes with reasonable rates and impeccable landscaping? Then look no further than Ruth Park Golf Course. Easily accessible from I-70, Del Mar and Olive, and boasting Zoysia fairways and bent grass greens, Ruth Park is the perfect course no matter what your skill level. Perfect for the casual golfer, but built to challenge those working on their game, including their 25-station driving range and target greens to really hone in on your skills. Book your round online now at Ruth Park Golf Course.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent,
I'll that was for you, Dan.
Was that Bill?
Gold dust at my feet.
I think everybody recognized the voice of Bill.
On side of the street.
2 days in a row, I'm in a good mood. It's scaring me. And I used to be in a really good mood 2 days in a row. I'm going to share with all of you a couple of the reasons I'm in a good mood today. And before I do that, let me just welcome, I hope all of you are in a pretty good mood, too. If you're not, step outside for about 10 minutes, and that'll help, because, again, really nice. And I thought, it's not like officially by the calendar the first day of anything. I mean, we're into summer. It's not a particular national holiday. I thought, what is it about today? And then it hit me. It's in the song.
Oh.
20th of August. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was a 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, okay, so, Sort of close. Anybody have anything to say? And then, Dan, we don't want to forget to get, you know, Mr. Londoff on.
Well, we're going to get Mr. Londoff the third on.
That's right. You're right. I forgot about that.
I have a quick one.
Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Just before the show started, I noticed a bottle of Dr. Heal disinfecting alcohol wipes, all-purpose, killing... the top of the bottle, it says, kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria.
I have one right here in front of me.
And so I opened it, and I took one out, and I wiped down my workstation. And just as I was about to eat it, after I wiped down my workstation, thank God, I saw the words in big white letters on the back, not for consumption.
What?
Yeah. I'm glad you told me, because I was about to eat
them. I know. Well, they look tasty.
They sure do. Especially
with the dirt and grime on them and stuff. And I'm glad they posted that on there.
Well, you wipe something down, and instead of throwing it away, you eat it.
Yeah.
Well, I normally do, but I'm not this.
I've done that for a long time.
I'm not going to eat this.
This bottle warned me not to, so now I'm not.
Whoa.
Isn't it almost ridiculous they have to put that on there? It's like a Kleenex. Would you have to put on the clean, not for consumption? Don't eat the Kleenex.
Yeah,
but the same thing. It's a wipe. It's a, you know, it's not as dry as a Kleenex.
Because I guarantee you, somebody out there, somebody who does not want to do any work or anything for a living, will eat one, get sick, and then say, "Oh, well, it didn't say on the container not to eat it."
You're right.
And they'll sue them. So the lawsuit. Now they have to put on there. Okay, don't be an idiot. Don't eat this.
The lawsuit society we live in. There was an article from. Last week, I saved it. I think it's just talk about it. Of the people who have died from drinking hand sanitizer.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I know.
Not a lot of people, but the fact that any people would drink it.
Yeah.
Really?
Is there alcohol in it?
Oh, it's mostly alcohol. That's what kinda kills the germ. Yeah, look at that here. Here's a bottle of hand sanitizer right here.
Alcoholics. An alcoholic will drink.
Here's the thing I don't get. Yeah. Look at this. I have two different products in my hand. One is the wipes, the moist towelettes. Kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Here is a bottle of gel, moisturizer. It also says kills more than, get this, 99.99% of germs. I want the product that kills that other
1.9.
Yeah, 100.
What's the product that doesn't, what doesn't it kill? I'd just like to know that answer.
I don't
that
know.
That one thing.
I don't want to mess with
99.99% of germs. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
May not be 100, but it's close enough.
It's funny what products put on their labeling a lot of times in small letters, like you talk about car commercials all the time with the lettering that they have. Just yesterday, my good man Limey decided to treat himself to a snack in studio, and he did something I have never seen done before, which Dr. Doug tells me diabetics do all the time, and that is he took a frozen bowl of Cool Whip, just straight Cool Whip, and ate it like it was ice cream, sitting right there.
Well, I did it here the other day when you brought the cherry pie. Because you had the Cool Whip in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I just spooned it out
like...
extra
thick stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
But what's funny about it is if you look at that bowl, Cool Whip has a 1-800 hotline number on the outside of the Cool Whip.
For what?
Well, in full disclosure, I heard a stand-up comedian make a joke about this one time. He's like, "How'd you like to be that guy who answers the Cool Whip 1-800 hotline for consumers who are calling in?" You just know he gets calls like this. "Hey, Cool Whip, this is Tim down here in St. Louis. Say, let me ask you a question. Is anybody where you are missing a thumb?" "Okay, Cool Whip, I got a naked girl. I got a Cool Whip. I got a spoon. What do I do?
Yeah. No, what would you call that line for?
Cool Whip hotline.
Is it okay to inject this?
Can I snort this?
Yeah. I don't know what you'd ask the Cool. Look here. Limey, here's the, on this hand sanitizer, the active ingredient, ethanol. Isn't that what's at the gas
that's
pump?
Up yeah. against
my
alcohol,
car.
Right?
Run yeah. my car on
that. That's just pure alcohol, whoa. Ethanol.
And then it says, oh, this is wonderful. It has directions on it. How to use hands. Here are the directions. Mm-hmm. Wet hands thoroughly with product and rub into the skin.
All right. Oh, wow.
I did not know what to do with this.
Hang on.
No, you wet hands with the product. You
don't have to product.
It says wet hands thoroughly with product. Rub into the skin.
Okay.
Well, thank you, and because then, I didn't know what to do
can
with
you
it.
Rub into your arm? Because that has skin. It just says wet your hands.
Wet hands thoroughly with
stop
product.
By the time you get to the elbows.
Yeah. Well, Dan's got a point. Don't go up past the wrist, because it says wet hands. It doesn't say anything else. Here's the great water, polysorbate. What is that?
No idea.
Isopropyl alcohol, polysorbate. Yeah, it's good. Good play.
Yeah.
Isopropyl alcohol, tocopherol acetate. Nobody knows what this.
That
stuff
was a
is.
Tennis player too.
Tocopherol,
Greek guy. Right?
When tocopherol hit the court, whoo!
Oh yeah.
Djokovic beat him in the U.S. Open.
He
last
did.
Year.
Panthenol, methyl glucoseth, acrylates.
Man.
Acrylic cross polymer. Amino.
I thought a polymer was like a glue.
Amino methyl propanol and fragrance. That's what's in this. But it's mostly alcohol.
Fragrance.
Yeah. Well, you know. So
fragrance.
It had a little nice smell. Some of these hand sanitizers smell pretty good. The orange and melon or whatever. But boy, oh boy, Tim, thank you. So you saved my life. Yeah. I was going to eat one of these things.
Good.
Now I'm not going
to
do
here
it.
Here to help.
You read the warning. Anybody else have anything to say?
I got nothing. Sorry.
There's a song, you know. I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
you so beautiful. Much.
Thank you. Dan, anything? Burt segment? No.
No.
Well, we have to close it because Tim did have.
He did have something.
One thing. Segment's officially closed. Dan, did you ever find your harmonica?
No, I have not. I actually bought several harmonicas just like that, and I'm looking for them.
All of your harmonicas have been hidden or disappeared?
No, they've kind of, yeah. Well,
no, this is not. This is not just
somewhere.
There's something going on here.
Right.
I know.
There's something a little fishy.
Nobody loses a couple of harmonicas. These are being stolen by somebody jealous on another show or another station.
Could be.
Are they made of gold and being turned in for...
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, tons of money?
Melting down, whatever.
Although when I play them,
okay,
it sounds like gold.
Speaking of gold, let's just... I was bursting at the seams to tell this story. Now we're on the air and I can do it. I've had some gold coins for 20 years, over 20 years. I bought them a long time ago. They're American Eagles. They're 1 ounce. When I bought them, gold was like $470 an ounce. The other day, it crossed over $2,000. Okay, so that's a little over four times the money. So I took them in, and I sold them. And I thought, man, I'm getting a lot of money here, and I did, but over 20 years, that's not a great return on your money, four times. There are better investments, but whatever. Then I find out that there was a guy who went into, and I believe it was the same place I went. I'm not going to give him a free plug, but it's a reputable gold, silver place. He walks in with, mine were coins, okay? I had 20 gold coins, so that's 20 ounces. All right? You can do the math, 2,000 an ounce. Excuse me. And this guy walks in with
$700.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Pretty good.
This guy walks in with excuse me.
Oh, man.
With 37 gold bars. Now, the gold bars were 10 ounces. He had 740,000 dollars. They couldn't write the check. They said, "Come back tomorrow. We'll have the check." They had to move some money.
Where does he get these gold? Where do you get gold
bars?
I guess
you buy them. I can go buy one today. You go down where the same kind of place that I sold the coins, and if you've got a pile of money, go on to buy a gold bar. I wouldn't buy it. I personally wouldn't buy it now because gold is up. If it goes down, buy one. I'd like to have one of those, like a brick of gold.
Yeah, no kidding. But now, how big? So, a 10-ounce bar, right?
Well, you said? Ten ounces is over like, half a pound. It's not. No,
we're not talking
huge.
Like the brick from like the movie, stereotype.
No,
gold
it would be the equivalent of 10 coins. I mean, it's not a big gold bar; it's a little bar.
But still.
But man, if you've got 37 of those,
wow!
I talked to Bill Clubin the other day, and he once owned a golden shower.
He did. He sell it?
I think he did. For about $100.
It's actually funny you mention that because Michael. Well, it is because there was a story in the news story in the news early this week. Michael Cohen, who was at one time an attorney for Trump, has written a book, and of course, it's a tell-all. He's gonna tell everything he knows. They always do that.
An expose.
Yeah. And they turn on somebody who was once their friend and employer. He says in the book, I don't have the exact words, but that he witnessed Donald Trump. I don't think he was participating in golden showers. He was watching some chicks in golden showers. All right, is that a crime to watch something? Maybe. And here, I'm not defending Trump, but what if he went to a strip club or whatever, and that was part of what's on stage? He didn't request it. He didn't participate in it. So what? But, of course, he wants to make out like, look at this pervert and disgusting person.
I think the answer to your question is, would that story cause one person in this country to change their mind about whether they're going to vote for him or not?
No.
I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not.
They've already made up their mind.
No. Just like Clinton and the BJ, the people who would vote for Clinton again if he could run a third time would still vote for him. That's not going to stop them. It wouldn't stop me. I don't care if you got a BJ in the Oval. I never did care. Run the country. That's all I care about. But, yeah, the golden shower thing came up. And I know there are some people who don't know what that is. People listening right now don't know what it is. Well, here's what it is. It's people who like to pee on each other. That's what it is. Now, I don't get it. I never have gotten it. No. I don't understand it. I don't know how that could be exciting or pleasurable. But in the same way that dirty socks or feet or excite some people.
Everybody has that kink, I guess.
I don't think everybody does. I think some people don't have any kinky stuff or thoughts.
The one that really gets me is balloons. I don't even know what that is. Balloons. It's just people who find balloons sexy. They're called lunars.
What? Lunars?
Yeah, no, Google it right now.
Lunars?
And what do they do with them?
I think they just, like, pop them or, like, they blow them up or, like, they get...
And that's erotic to them?
That is, like it's wonderful to see an attractive girl blow up a balloon and then watch her pop it. Like, so that gets them off. And I don't get it, but you know what? All right. I mean, I don't think anybody's getting hurt there. It's a bit weird. I mean, it's a balloon.
But I'm with you. It doesn't hurt anybody.
No.
If that's your thing. And look, if you want to watch two people pee on each other, it's not murder. I mean, you're not hurting anybody.
Right.
They're not even hurting each other.
Put down a towel, maybe.
They're called lunars?
Lunars.
Yeah, I swear to God, I think they're called lunars.
L-O-O-N-E-R-S.
Let me edumacate you about something regarding a variation of that word. It's called a loony. Yeah. And in Canada...
Spelled how?
L-O-O-N-I-E.
It's money.
It is. Okay. And in Canada, a loony is a $1 coin.
I didn't know that.
And a $2 coin is called a toonie. So it's a loony and a toonie. And that's how you could tell the difference in a stripper in Canada. Because if she could take the loony, any stripper could take a loony off your forehead. But it's the ones that could take up that toonie that's a much larger coin. Those are the ones you had to worry about.
How do they take it off your forehead? With their private area?
With their
area.
They can pick up stuff with that?
With their furry area, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Sure they can.
Yep.
Then no.
Sometimes it's furry.
Well, yeah.
I would think it's easier to pick it up if it's not furry. More of a,
I think it's all about the angle, the approach angle. You're a pilot, you know. You got to have the right approach angle.
Folks, do you realize that in 30 minutes you have learned more here than you will ever learn from like Charlie Brennan or somebody?
They took gold, sex, and now international policies.
Yeah. No other station will teach you all of this.
Chicken loonies and toonies up off your forehead.
Right.
But it,
heard that from a friend.
And I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman's in today, folks, at 4 o'clock. I need to mention that anyway. And he'll help you with your legal questions. No charge. He's an attorney. And I'm going to ask him a question. And the question is this. I heard somebody else on the radio today say something about Trump paying off Stormy Daniels. And he said, well, we all know that's illegal. Really? Really? Is that illegal to pay somebody to shut up about something that's not a crime?
Did Michael Jackson do that?
He sure did.
In concert with whether or not it's going to affect an election, and is the difference there, is where they're going with that. That he paid her to withhold information that could have affected an election is why.
Well,
it's why Michael Cohen was convicted. It's one of the reasons why he was convicted, because he facilitated that transfer.
Okay, what if I paid somebody to shut up and not say that they saw me at a strip club?
You're not running for office.
But if I were,
it's a good question.
I still don't see where anything is illegal. The payment or going to, it's just that in my mind I thought, I'll be better off if people don't know that, because some people might not. Right. But there's nothing illegal there.
Mm-hmm. Hush money, right?
Yeah. So we'll ask Scott. I don't think that's illegal to pay somebody, unless you're paying them to cover up a crime. There's no crime here.
Right.
You know, having a chick have sex with you is not a crime. It doesn't go over well with your wife usually, but it's not a crime. So I'll ask him that when he comes in today. We have one caller. Mm-hmm. It's the legendary Marv, and we're going to take his call. And before we do that, I'm going to give you our numbers. You can call us now. You can call us later when Scott gets here, but call us. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. And now we welcome back. He started listening in 1927 to the show. Marv. Marv, how are you? How you doing?
I get older every time I talk to you.
I know. It makes it more interesting. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You mentioned Scott Sherman, and what I wanted to do, before you start taking calls...
You want to hold? You want to just hold starting right now till he gets here?
Wait, he just called you, and he says, before you start taking calls.
Before Scott.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Just ask him a quick question. I've been trying to do this for the last 2 or 3 weeks. If you see on Cops or some of the TV shows, somebody gets pulled over, something looks suspicious, no probable cause necessarily, but the cops will take the guy out and they'll cuff him and they'll say, you're not under arrest, you're being detained.
Right.
And that always drives me nuts. I mean, you're not under arrest.
Right.
You're being, what's the legal basis for that? I mean, if you're not under arrest, so if I decide to walk away when my hand comes on, am I going to be arrested for walking away? I mean, I'm not avoiding arrest or fleeing. I mean, what does that mean? What is their legal basis for you're being detained? You're being held against your will, but there's no charges. So maybe you guys can kick that around. Tim, you might even know about this. But
I'm looking at it now, and according to the law, when an individual has been told that they are being detained, they are legally not free to leave until they're released.
Because there's something about them or what they've done that causes the police officer to be very suspect, and to cut them loose if you have strong suspicion that they're involved, to cut them loose would be a mistake.
But that goes to probable cause, though. I mean, you've got to have something concrete. A suspicion is one thing. I mean, cops, that's why people are called suspects, but I'll let you guys move on.
Okay, Marv, thank you.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Okay, down at the lake, did you say that they have a Hy-Vee down at the lake?
They do.
Okay. I lived in Iowa for a while. That's where I went back to college. I mean, I got my son and daughter and kids live up there. So I go up to Iowa quite a bit. And I love going to Hy-Vee because they just really know how to do it right. How would you compare the Hy-Vee down at the lake? I've never been there. To your basic schnooks or Deerbergs here.
Well, there's a Deerberg. There's also a Deerbergs at the lake, a big one, bigger than any I shopped in here. It's unbelievable. How would I compare them?
Well, Hy-Vee, how would you rate the Hy-Vee compared to, say, your basic schnooks here? As far as size, selection, pricing, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm not qualified to do that because I don't grocery shop. When I do, it's right. just to pick something up and put it in the cart. I don't pay any attention to what this stuff costs. I don't know. But what I hear from people is that Hy-Vee is more affordable, yet there are things at Deerberg's that Hy-Vee doesn't carry. And then there are people who will choose a supermarket based on produce alone. Well, their produce is fat, or on meat alone. Those are the two big categories. So it doesn't matter to some people about the rest of the store. If they think Hy-Vee's produce is better or Deerberg's produce is better, that's where they're going to shop. Or same thing with the meat. So I don't think you can compare the two because Hy-Vee is employee owned. Okay.
I'm familiar with it. They're out of Des Moines. I mean, I've been shopping there for 40 years.
But it's an employee owned as opposed to privately owned. So I don't know that you can compare them.
I'm just saying, are you impressed when you go into a Hy-Vee?
I am.
Okay.
Because it's very light and bright and
well stocked, right?
They have a wonderful little sort of restaurant where you like a cafeteria style thing.
Absolutely,
and you go
right.
I like it.
Yeah, in fact, in Iowa, a number of the Hy-Vee stores, like you say, have an actual restaurant where people go in the evening, and it's kid friendly, and then you know the kids, you know, can not around go crazy, but I mean it's very kid friendly, so you can bring the whole family. But
now, why would you ask that? You don't go to the lake. I'm curious. Why would you ask that? Because you don't go to the lake.
But we don't have any Hy-Vees here in St. Louis. I just wanted to get your opinion. I mean, you can't ask about Hy-Vee in St. Louis because there are none.
Right.
But at least you had the opportunity to go to a Hy-Vee.
Right. Why do you think there aren't any in St. Louis?
Because Schnook's family and Deerberg's, you know, they, I imagine they'd have ways of keeping them out. But I wish there was a Hy-Vee.
Hold on. Look at Straub's. Straub's still survives. And,
I'm talking about the neighborhood type things. You know, if you want to drive 20 or 30 miles, yeah, there are a few other places, but we need some good competition. So it'd be nice if Hy-Vee were to come into town. I'd like to see that. Hey, I'm going to get off the phone, but I wanted to just say one more thing about this gold. I have gold also, and if people have some coins and they put them on their kitchen scale and they weigh them, just keep in mind that when you have 16 ounces of gold or 16, you know, say a pound of gold on your kitchen scale, that's not a real pound. An ounce of gold is in troy ounces, and there's 12 ounces to a pound. So if you've got a pound of gold, that's only 12 troy ounces. So before you get all excited and think you got 16 ounces of gold, it's not. It's only 12. So, sorry, pass it along to people.
Well, I don't know. I don't quite know how to respond to that, except that when I took the coins in, they rang them up and paid me in dollars 20 times. Well, 40. There were 40 coins. Mm-hmm. They paid me 40 times what 1 ounce, and what you're saying is troy ounce of gold.
Troy ounce.
But I don't think it matters to people because I see what you're saying. If they're going to weigh it and they confuse the two, they're going to expect more than they're going to get. I see what you're saying. And here's the other thing people need to know. They take gold in, they weigh it. If it's jewelry, first of all, it's not pure gold like a coin. Exactly, like a coin is. It's 16 or 18 carat. Yeah, so right there, a lot of that metal is not going to even count because it's not gold. They're only interested in the gold part of it. And so, you're right. Again, that weight is irrelevant because you're weighing the alloys and the other metal in there to harden it. So
right. So if you have an ounce of 18 karat gold, say a brooch or something like that, it's really only a half an ounce of pure gold.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
Right.
So I just thought I'd pass it along because a lot of people get, you know, every time gold gets makes.
Are you
going to
sell your gold, Marv?
Do I still have it?
Are you going to sell it?
No, actually, I'll probably just pass it along to my son. I sold, when it hit, it peaked out about 1,800. Then it started coming down, and I thought, well, I'll unload some. So I sold about 30,000 at 1,600 an ounce.
Right.
And so, but anyway, that was a portion of it. But got me again. But the rest of it, I probably just let it sit in my safety deposit box and just pass it along.
Why don't you give it to me? I'm serious. How long have you, how long have you listened and enjoyed this show? And how many years has this show enhanced your life? I would leave it to me. In fact, I'd bring it to the studio here because you could pass away. I could pass away. Don't put it off. Give it, just give it to me. Think about that news story. That, we'd make the news. Listener gives radio guy all his gold.
And if Frank's not here, Marv, you can drop it off with me. I'll make sure he gets it.
Mess with my story, okay? Just
now, see, now Dan could actually use that. See, you don't really need it.
How do you know? How do you know?
Dan can use it.
Marv, how do you know I don't need
Marv.
It? How do you know I don't need it? You don't know that.
Come on, Frank.
No, you
I've
don't know that.
Since
have you followed my bank account? You don't know. See, a lot of times people assume that people have things they don't really have, worth more than they're really worth. You don't know what's happened to me the last 3 or 4 years that's taken a huge dent out of whatever I had. Give me the gold.
I've seen your house.
Marv?
I know where...
Marv?
I'll
take the gold. I mean, I'm serious. Just think about it. Don't answer now. Just think about it. Okay? Just think about it.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll bring it out to your place. We'll have a barbecue. How's that?
You got it. You got a deal. All right, Marv. Thank you.
Take it easy, guys. Bye. Bye-bye.
I think he's thinking about it.
Yeah.
He may bring me his gold.
He probably is.
I see we have someone on the phone that requires introductory music.
The USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to come.
Is it in some ways sort of almost disrespectful to play that music?
Absolutely not.
For Styx, for John the Third.
No, it should be for the whole Landoff clan, you know?
Yeah, the whole family.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're right. So with that music, ladies and gentlemen, here, the third generation Landoff. Still the right name on the sign if he decides to be the one to take it over. Well, his name's John, too. Ladies and gentlemen, we call him Styx because the third in Roman numerals looks like three sticks. John Three Sticks Landoff, everybody.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Styx, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Frank?
I'm fine. Friday night, I believe you were the only one of the brothers who was not in attendance. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. I was here working.
Timmy was there. Harry was there. Sammy was there. Your dad was there. Your mom was there. But you were not there, and you say it's because you had to work.
Yes, sir.
I believe you because Friday night is when you're open late, 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 as your dad says. So I'm going to go with that because I wondered, where's Styx? And now I know. Somebody had to keep the ship upright, and that was you.
Yep. That's what they entrust me to do.
Well, good for you. And how did you do Friday night? When your dad said, well, how did we do Friday night? How was Friday night for business?
It was excellent, excellent. We had a great Friday night, a great weekend, sold a lot of vehicles, met a lot of nice people, made some, as my dad says, transportation dreams come true. So it was an excellent evening, an excellent weekend.
Now, I don't want you to read anything into this that's not... meant to be what I'm saying. Your brother Harry looks like a movie star. I mean, he does. I don't see Harry. I thought, who's that other guy? And my wife even said, yeah, it's really nice. And then I realized, oh my goodness, that's Harry. What does Harry want to do with his life?
So, first of all, yeah, he's a great looking young man. Of any of my brothers, actually, people say that Harry and I look the most alike.
Oh,
so
sure they do.
Appreciate the compliment.
That's a good one. Very good.
So he works for Worldwide Technology. He is in logistics for them, and he absolutely loves it. And
hey, my son-in-law is a logistics guy. He works in logistics.
Yeah, he kind of got into it, went to grad school after Dayton at SLU and had an internship with Anheuser-Busch and kind of was in that same line and was lucky enough after that to get in at Worldwide Technology.
So, Styx, tell everybody what logistics is. Tell them what that means.
Oh, well, it's what my brother does. He has accounts that they have, and it's just about tracking the different, because everything that they assemble in-house, I think, are these, like, custom IT, like, computing towers for different customers. Like, I know he has one that's, like, Chase Bank somewhere, things like that. So he just tracks them as they come in, are assembled, and then delivered to...
Yeah.
they're different.
I felt like an idiot because I asked my daughter, what does your boyfriend do? Years ago, well, he's in logistics. And I'm thinking, what the heck does that mean? I don't know what that means. And the way I understand it, it's basically shipping and getting this from here to here and making sure it got there and tracking along the way. It's sort of a moving things from here to here. It could be railroad cars. It could be flights. It could be, there are all kinds of ways to ship and move things. It could be done electronically. But yeah, it's the people who make sure this gets from here to here, essentially. That's the way I think.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's very much the type of person that you would want to be involved in that. He's a very methodical, person, so he takes to it well. He enjoys it.
So what, Timmy is like the teacher, school teacher, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he is. He's at Maryville right now, getting his teaching certificate, teaching degree. I think he'll be doing his. They won't be in class. He'll be at. North County Tech this semester, but teaching remotely.
Oh yeah, that, you know, Zoom stuff.
Wow.
So, but he likes it there. This will be his second semester at North County Tech, and he wants to be a history teacher. So, he enjoys that, and he's kind of got that kind of quality, kind of like a professor nature to him. So if I were to have to take a history class, and usually I do when he rants and teaches me all these things, he's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Now, do you think that deep down your dad wanted all four of you to go in the car business?
No, I don't think so. He never pressured any of us. You know, he always said he'd be thrilled if we would want to come work for him. We all worked here growing up. You know, that was non-negotiable. But you know, kind of after after high school and into college, if we wanted to get summer jobs, doing other things or internships, things like that, it wasn't something that he blocked from us. He just, you know, just let us know there was a great opportunity here, but you know, that our lives were kind of ours to live as long as we, you know, worked hard. And
that's the way it should be. Now listen, we'll eventually get around to mentioning that you sell cars, but I just want to ask you a couple other things here.
Absolutely.
You one of you is like right on the verge of getting married or something. Which one is that? That's wife knows all this, but I don't remember all this stuff about who's getting married pretty soon.
I would probably say my brother Sam. He and his girlfriend Tori are probably
getting close.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably.
What about you? You have a girlfriend?
I'm married to the business right now, Frank.
Oh, his dad will be real proud to hear that.
Not a lot of time for that when you have to work the nights and the weekends and things like that.
So. Now, how old are you, Sticks?
I just turned 31.
31. You must have a girlfriend. I mean,
nothing serious, no, sir.
Nothing serious. Do you think you'll get married, or do you think you'll...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Eventually. It's not like anything I'm against. It's just, you know, the right person has to come along and all that, so...
Hey, don't do it.
I'm in no rush.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, that's
don't listen to Tim. He's never been married. He didn't know anything about it.
Growing up at a car dealership, you hear, you know, lots of stories and stuff, and I've heard from guys growing up my whole life.
What kind of story? What kind of story?
No, just no, not
how great it is.
Yeah.
About how? No, I think he's 31. He's not married. Obviously, his buddies have told him don't get married. Yeah. They tell him how horrible.
No, how great? Oh man, it's great. Once you find the right woman. Now, do you and your brothers used to fight when you guys were younger?
Oh, all the time.
All brothers fight.
You still do?
He said they still do.
Oh, sure they do.
Oh yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I like that he tells the truth. If they never fight, he'd be lying.
Or open hand or closed hand or all the
time? No, not too much like actual violence anymore or anything.
Violence. Just some violence. Yeah, bit of violence.
A couple chokeouts.
Yeah, just kind of how it is when you grow up.
Now, would you like to have kids, you think?
Sure. I mean, did my mom put you up to this, Frank?
No, no, I haven't talked to you. I haven't talked to your mom since Friday night. I barely talked to her then. Limey, tell them how great it is having a kid.
It's wonderful. It really is. It's the best.
I have plenty of friends my age that have just recently, and it's I see it on Instagram and everything all the time.
Aren't you sorry you decided to take this slot today and do this? No. You didn't know you were going to get grilled and get the third degree like this.
No, it comes with the territory.
All right, I'm going to ask you one more question. Be honest about this.
Yes, sir.
When you, even if you've ever mentioned me to anybody, have you ever said, "Oh yeah, he's just an old guy"? Have you ever said that
about anyone?
About me?
About Frank?
He's old. He's an old guy. You have?
No, probably. No.
I never said he's old. I said he's bald.
Yeah.
No.
All the kind of chunks.
Well, we have 20 seconds for you to talk about selling cars. What would you like for people to know or come take a look at or whatever?
Between Forest and St. Peter's, Missouri, we got over 250 pre-owned vehicles. Ooh. On our lots, starting as low as $29.90. Right now, Sonic, Sparks, Trax, Equinoxes are going for over 15% off.
Are they still in 21? Are they still making the Sonic and the Spark?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I thought they discontinued one of those. That was wrong.
Nope, they're holding on to those. They discontinued the Cruze earlier this year, and we have some of the last 2020 Impalas on our lots with big savings, so be the last opportunity to get one of those great vehicles. And other than that, we got 10,000 off on our Crew Cab Silverados new. So a lot of great savings, a lot of good selections if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle.
Let me tell you something. From the first time we talked to you, I think you've come a long way here. You were horrible the first couple.
The first couple of times.
No, he was. First couple of times was terrible, and you've come along, and I think you're gonna be fine, and because you're not as nervous. You kind of get how this works now, so I just have to let you know you are you're going to be okay. If you end up having to do this, let's say your dad decides, okay, I'm going to sit on the beach for the rest of my life, and you take over, and you and I have to do this, I think you'll be fine. But I don't really think you have to worry about that, because I think you'll fire me as soon as he retires, and you take, because that's normally what happens. The next generation comes along. Well, that's okay. You do what you have to do to run a successful business. And let's see, this is what, Thursday? Not open late tonight, but as late as you need to be to take care of people. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely.
All right. And give them that phone number.
Florissant, 314-837-1800. St. Peter's, 636-706-5700.
Did you have to read the St. Peter's number? Tell the truth.
Nope, I've memorized it.
Oh, I would have had to read it. It takes me a long time. Well, Stix, thank you, and we're going to send you a bunch of business, okay?
Perfect. We're ready. All right. Thank you, guys.
Talk to you later. You too. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Okay, you too.
All right, thank you.
I'm telling you, he really was horrible. I actually called his dad, and I just said, do we have to have him on again? It was bad. But he's come a long way, and he's gonna be okay. There's a lot you have to do if you're gonna run a car dealership. It's not just about, selling cars or making sure the service. There's a lot of other stuff you have to do. You gotta deal with a lot of people. You gotta talk to people like me, maybe. You have to deal with suppliers, and it's just, I've seen John Landoff's desk. I don't even know how, when he sits, it comes in the morning, I don't even know how he knows where to start. It's just a pile of stuff.
It's like Scott Sherman's desk. Oh, you see his office.
Yeah. Be careful, he's sitting
over. Well, he's organized, but I mean, it's just all over the whole
thing. It's like controlled chaos or something.
But all those people like that, if you go, hey, where's the, it's right here. I mean, they pull up a pile of stuff and go, 19 pages deep, and there it is. They know where it is. They just know. I have a little office downstairs. It's the junkiest place in the world, but that's the way I like it.
I want to ask everybody on the show, JB from Window World, right, who put the auction together last Friday night,
right,
He thanked his wife when he made his opening comments about what a blank he was for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
And putting all this,
right.
Does anybody remember what the word he used was that his kids and his wife referred to him as?
I don't.
It was something synonymous with monster, but it was.
Oh yeah.
I've been dying to think of that word.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Of people who are just like, you know, like Bridezilla on the female side, like he was just unbearable to be around, and they gave him a nickname.
Yeah.
In the 2 months leading up to it.
I'll check on that.
Yeah, you should.
I'll ask him.
It was because he was really. I actually like to have him on the air one day and talk. He seemed like a really interesting, unique guy who's got a lot of stories about just how to put something like that together.
Here's what I think about people. I think everybody is interesting, and I think everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. They do. You just have to dig it out of some people. Mm-hmm. They're not. They're either introverts and don't know how to start telling you, or some things they don't, but if you find a way to get through, I don't believe there's one human being who's not interesting. And it may not be pretty, but they're interesting. And we don't get to learn people's stories. We get to learn what? A 0.5% of the people we ever meet, maybe something about them other than their names and where they live and how you doing, good to see you, blah, blah, blah. But you start digging, everybody's at the guy on the corner, the guy with the cardboard sign, a hungry, homeless vet, whatever. Maybe he's a liar, maybe he is, but either way, he's got an interesting story. He does. He has to get to that place on that corner. Just like the CEO of a company who's doing really well and doesn't have to stand on the corner has an interesting story. And I will make a recommendation that I made a while back to younger people. Sit down with your grandparents and ask them to tell you their story of their life. So you can start with the time you spent, or how did you meet grandma. But start anywhere. Once you get them started, They actually love telling you this because nobody bothers to ask them. They just see old people and they never take the time to say, tell me your story. How did you start this? Or how did you meet her? Or did you always want to be a fill in the blank, whatever they did for a living? It'll thrill them to death. They may not act like it at first, but they will appreciate that somebody still wants to hear what they have to say, because we tend to just ignore old people, and we shouldn't do that. All right, it is almost time for the news, and then Scott Sherman. I have enough time to change, hopefully, some of you at least, where you bank. It'll probably be because of a car loan rate that you find out First Community Credit Union has, and you'll realize, wait a minute, I'm paying more than that. Here's the thing. I bet most of you right now don't even know. If you make a car payment, you probably don't even know the rate, because you may have bought it a year ago or 2 years ago. And at the time, you might have known the rate. You don't know now. What you need to know is you probably can have a lower car payment because there may be a lower rate out there, and it may be at First Community Credit Union. A good chance it is. It's not a bad idea every once in a while to just reevaluate. Take a look at what your house payment is, and why is it that way? Are you paying too much? Is the mortgage rate too high? If it is, call First Community Credit Union. Go by there, say, what about a mortgage rate? Here's my mortgage. What could you do for me? A lot of people are very surprised to find that they just saved a couple of $100 a month by taking the time to find out what First Community Credit Union's rate is, because their rates, they're famous for their rates. So just start there. And hopefully at some point we'll be able to welcome you as you join us and become a member of First Community Credit Union. There's a reason they are the largest in the St. Louis area. There's a reason that over 350,000 people do their banking at First Community Credit Union. And you'll start to see what some of those reasons are when you become a member too. So just check it out. Their website is firstcommunity.com. We're 30 seconds away from 4 o'clock. We closed the Burke segment.
Yeah, we did.
All right. Scott Sherman's in the house, so I have enough time to do this. I'm going to give the numbers. Smart people, listen up. You call right away, you'll get in. You will. Every week, every Thursday, toward the end, we have full phone lines filled and people trying to get through. You can avoid being one of those by calling right now. Yes, you'll wait 10 minutes, so what? It's free legal advice. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Trump says the upcoming election will help decide if our nation survives.
Dealing with crazy people on the other side. They've gone totally stone-cold crazy.
Trump spoke today just outside of Scranton, Pennsylvania, the childhood hometown of Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Trump claims Biden is controlled by the far left and adds Democrats have gone loony. He's looking to keep Pennsylvania in the Republican column as he won it 4 years ago. Meanwhile, Biden will be in his current home state of Delaware this evening to accept the presidential nomination at the Democratic National Convention. The event, which has been virtual due to the coronavirus pandemic, wraps up tonight. Former Trump campaign manager and White House advisor Steve Bannon is now in federal custody. He and three others are being indicted.